Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I just got back from a couple of alternative holistic healing treatments for this nerve pain that has been bothering me for the last couple of weeks. And I want to do a video coming up talking about healthcare and healing. And I had some very interesting insights as to why some people might get on that mainstream medical merry-go-round and find it difficult to get off. So that will be a topic for another day. I want to thank all of you that have sent me your home remedies, your natural healing approaches. Some of you have sent me actual items in the mail. I'm going to be sharing those coming up, and I'll let you know how they are working for me. What I want to talk about is a follow-up to the video that I did a couple of days ago about football fakery. And let me just say, wowee, did this garner a lot of comments, not only on YouTube, but people were emailing me. And I want to share a couple of these emails. And I would want to know what you are thinking. And there was so much that I wanted to cover in that first video, I didn't even get to it all. I want you to stay tuned a little bit later in the broadcast because I want to explain exactly why this even matters. You probably are like me. You're not glued to the TV. I don't even have a TV. I have not had a TV like ever since I moved out of my parents' home. Never cared for it. It always seemed really depressing to me. I'm not a person that sits and watches TV shows or even movies for that matter. It'd be a very, very rare occasion that I would do that. So this isn't so much about watching TV, but it is about getting onto and learning about the signs and the symbols, and more importantly, asking questions about what you're being presented with. So I'll talk about that in just a moment. What I want to do is give a shout out to the sponsor of this afternoon's video. We're going to go right on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let me clear this out so you can see the website. noblegoldinvestments.com. They've been with me from the beginning, and I'm so grateful to my sponsors. That's how I'm able to bring you these free videos day in, day out, nearly every day, all day, for the last going on 3 years. And the message I have for you is that, did you know that gold prices could surge to $4,000 an ounce in 2023. Noble Gold Investments has all the details on this for you. As recession fears persist, Jürg Keener, who is the chief investment officer of an investment company called Swiss Asia Capital, he said that many economies could face a little bit of a recession in the first quarter, which would lead to many central banks slowing their pace of interest rate hikes and make gold instantly more attractive. So if 2022 taught us anything, it's that tangible assets are really the only assets that you can really count on, like gold. So what are you waiting for? Thousands of people have started making a move toward a secure retirement, and you can join them by opening a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. And if you get in before the end of this month, you will get an incredibly free 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. So that's probably only for a few of us, but I would like you to take advantage of that if you can. So you can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of 5-star reviews. So thank you, noblegoldinvestments.com. I will have a link for you in the description box below. Friends, I want to follow up on this very popular video that I did a couple of days ago. I'm going to show you where that is in case you missed it. And let's hop right back on over here. I titled it Football Fakery, What No One Noticed About DeMar's Collapse. I need to change that title to say what almost no one noticed, because many of you did notice a lot of things that you shared with me that I didn't have time to talk about. But the most important thing that I saw was in his collapse, unlike many of the footage that we saw of people falling face down or falling face back, he actually sat down, laid back. He had his arms out to the side, and then he bent his elbows and placed his hands on his hips. Many of you agreed with me that that is not consistent with anyone who is having chest pain. It did not seem authentic to me. And here is a really good comment right here from Donna. She says, I'm a nurse, a lot of ICU, lots of codes, high intensity events, respondents with different levels of confusion and nervousness. People arrive at different times. Orders are being shouted to make sure we all hear clearly. No one is praying during these moments. We're giving CPR, ASAP, airway management, defibrillator management, IV management, meds. People remain close to the patient except during the brief defib jolts. And by people, she means the ones that are working on them, not the, you know, the rest of the football team. This is how it remains until the code is called off by the MD. She said, now this is in the hospital, so we have drills, so we don't forget what to do and when, but it's still a hair-raising, adrenaline-pushing event for everyone. After all, someone's life is in our hands, so you better believe we are at an extreme level of alertness and anxiety. And anyway, what she mainly was saying is that she noticed many points I mentioned, but she never connected the dots as I did. She says, you make perfect sense. What I saw didn't make sense, especially the immediate calling of the crushing cordis armchair diagnosis. Who does that? And again, that's a way of manipulating the narrative, controlling the narrative. She said, no one until now. And then DeMar waking up the next day, spry enough to ask about who won the game as if nothing happened. I say hair in the biscuits and I call BS. Here's another one. I'm a nurse. I taught CPR for 3 years. I watched the link you posted as well as others from those who recorded the live streaming. I never saw any CPR being performed. That was another thing I pointed out, friends. I looked at a lot of tape, a lot of video. If you found it, if you found somebody doing CPR on a conscious person, you let me know because that would not work out well. She said, I did not see any paramedics take any of the expected actions for a cardiac emergency. We were told he was placed on a backboard and placed in the ambulance, but due to the players standing around, that was one of the red flags for me, and the selection of camera angles used. Remember, everything is done by design. There are people that are orchestrating this. She said, I could not see much. Many of you pointed out this part. I noticed that the ambulance, which didn't seem to have the appropriate markings on it, drive off of the field slowly with no lights flashing. It almost seemed more like a box truck than an ambulance. My thoughts, maybe he always had a pulse, thus no CPR, and that's why the ambulance drove off slowly. It's doubtful, but I did list it as a possibility. In a true emergency situation, you would guarantee to see bystanders panicking. We saw the opposite. I agree with you. It's all scripted, all part of their agenda. Now, I'm going to come back to this in just a moment. What is the agenda? And let me also acknowledge, I know that this can be difficult for many people to accept because you are good-hearted, trustworthy, honest, upright individuals with dignity and integrity. And you cannot imagine that something like this could be orchestrated, right? The question becomes, how could they all be in on it? Well, they don't all have to be in on it, just those that were key to this. And I also want to share this with you that I didn't have a chance to do it yesterday. I was reading a follow-up story, and one of the McDermott, who is one of the coaches, said, just like anything else, that whole team, our medical team, they go through their exercise, mock exercises for things like this, McDermott explained. Many of you know that in previous fake, phony, fraudulent hogwashes that were sloshed all over us in previous scenarios over the many years, one thing that many of you noticed is that there were these mock exercises right before it happened. So there are, as our nurse friends here said, they're trained to go through this. They train for these emergency drills. It is a drill. And so, yes, they have their places, they have their positions. And the other thing I want to say is that why would somebody go along with this? Well, not everybody does go along with it. We have heard of people, having an early demise, for example. Maybe they didn't want to go along with it. Maybe they were going to be fired. Maybe there was blackmail involved. Maybe there was so much money that they couldn't refuse. And the fact may be that they actually believe in what they're doing. So if an individual, I'm not talking about the NFL, if an individual or a group of people truly believed that every single person should get the cocktail and it's going to save lives, And then they were presented with a proposition. We're going to help the rest of the world. It's for the common good that we do this. It's for the common good that we promote and present this information in such a way that everyone will want to get the cocktail, because now they can see that these side effects aren't that bad. You know, you can have be on a ventilator 100% breathing for you and be off it the next day. All right. I heard from another nurse that said that doesn't happen. You are weaned off it slowly. And the nurse also said that when that happens, that the normal, understandable, common response by the person would not be who won. It would be what happened. Where am I? What happened? That's what they would have said. So all of these things don't add up to me. I told you in the previous video, I don't have the answers, but I have the questions. And in my mind, the questions are more important than the answers, because the questions mean that we are not going to accept what is presented to us. I did a video some time ago talking, an introductory video about my view about the truth of our world, the physical world, right? I'm not going to use this diagram or gesture to show you for world. I will use this gesture to show you for the truth of the world. And I did it as an introductory video. And in that video, which I will also link for you at the end of this broadcast, I think it's really important to watch and to share with others, because it is all about facing the reality of us being hoodwinked, snookered, and bamboozled. It's very, very difficult to accept that somebody could pull something over on us. We don't want to believe that we could be naive or gullible or didn't see it. So I understand that also. So for many people, it can be the first reaction to say, oh, come on, Peggy, you are blowing this all out of proportion. What's all this numbers and stuff? You're just making it up. Well, I'm not making it up, but I am drawing conclusions based on what I'm presented with by the media. My conclusions may be wrong, but I will give myself the pat on the back, and you as well, that we just don't take things at face value. We dig deeper, especially if it comes from the entertainment industry. The NFL is entertainment. I mean, that's why it's on TV. And of course, there's gambling and violence and all of these other things that I don't care for. It takes people away from their family, and that's a topic for another day. Personally, as you know, I don't watch TV. I don't watch professional sports. I don't believe in professional sports. I don't understand that whole industry. But you know, and I know that it is a big portion of it is entertainment. So let's go back to some of these comments, and then I want to bring a few more things to your attention. So, I just want to read it to you, because these are my notes. It's not that interesting. Okay. Just like anything else, that whole team, our medical team, they go through their mock exercises for things like this. So it is within the realm of reason that this had been rehearsed and orchestrated. It played out to me. And if you watch the first video, you'll see why I said it looked like it was rehearsed. Okay. Tribesman says that DeMar looked jacked before the game. And I think this is on the YouTube channel comments. I think that means he means he was on drugs. I don't know. Another viewer said that they were using a black player to gain community trust for the cocktails. Now, you know that I am not a person that cares about color or ethnicity or age. I mean, I teach about civil rights and equality and all of that. So I don't care about the color of a person's skin. But it's interesting that she made this observation, because a fact is that there are certain communities, people of color, I think it's Hispanics would be another, that they have had the cocktail at a much less, what is the word I'm searching for? At a lesser degree than others. So the number of individuals in those communities have not had the cocktail. And I'd never thought of that. That's an interesting insight that somebody else made. Timmy Witty, another commenter on my YouTube channel, said the smirk that you see when somebody is on camera talking about, oh yeah, yeah, he collapsed. And you're like, this is so weird. Why is there a twinkle in your eye? Why is there this little bit of a hint of a smile when you're talking about something devastating? Timmy Witty says it is a narcissistic behavior called, are you ready for it? Maybe you've heard of it. I hadn't, but it makes sense to me. He says the smirk you see is a narcissistic behavior called duper's delight. Think about that. Duper's delight. The person that is duping you, how do you think they feel? I'm just going to imagine they feel powerful. They feel like they, you know, are in control, like they're smarter than you. And that is another reason why some people might be a part of this. Of course, money isn't probably the biggest one. Or as I say, there could be blackmail involved. Steven says they also said that the ambulance didn't leave right away because they were waiting for his mother to be brought down from the stands to go with him in the ambulance. If it was truly life-threatening, wouldn't the ambulance leave immediately and someone would have just driven her to the hospital later? That's a very interesting question as well. Someone else commented that the game was called 66 minutes after it started. And of course, this happened 9 minutes in, and they gave him 9 minutes of CPR. Now, even if you don't believe in the importance of these numbers, isn't it curious that they would even report these numbers? Wouldn't they say he's been given CPR for several minutes? I mean, why choose that number? So that always makes me scratch my head and go, huh. What message could they possibly be sending with these specific details about time? And someone else said, it's guaranteed you are going to see Buffalo in the Super Bowl. Okay. Now let's go on a little bit because there are some really, there's a letter that I want to read to you. Oh my gosh, this is so funny. Somebody else said, everybody noticed the ambulance as a boxcar. They are using movie props for all of their staged events. And there was another comment that I can't find right now. And the person said, yeah, it looked like a U-Haul. I guess they were going to be moving some furniture after the game. Yeah, I didn't have a chance to talk all about that. But what I want to share with you is a very compelling letter that came in, an email actually that came in from a healthy American. And remember, you can email me support@thehealthyamerican.org. And I'm going to cue this up for you. And then I'm going to finish off by sharing a couple of photos that were disturbing to me. And then I want to remind everybody again why this is even important and how it can help you and me going forward when we're presented with other curious events such as these. All right, let me grab this. Okay. So I'm just going to read and keep it confidential. It is an RN. She said, hi, Peggy. I hope you're feeling better. I loved your video about football fakery. I am a former nurse, she says, and a former competitive swimmer and lifeguard, as well as you. I'm also a published nursing author of 2 nursing textbooks. I also hold a patent on a medical device. I'm not bragging, but I have 48 years of nursing experience, including 25 years as a nurse paralegal in 4 law firms. So she's quite qualified here. She said, my husband owns a video production company and does a lot of TV work and editing. The photo with the child, and I'm going to show that one to you again. Let me share my screen and we'll see what she's referring to. Here's the photo. So I shared that previously. And there were many, many comments about this photo. I want to address one comment where 2 viewers said, oh, Peggy, there you go again. You are such a blowing things out of proportion. He's doing the I love you sign in sign language. That's I love you. It actually is I love you sign language. Do you think that's what he's doing? Do you think this Damar is actually doing the I love you sign language? Okay, personally, I don't. And I don't think any of the hard rock or hard metal, what's it called? Guitarist are doing the I love you sign. And I don't think when people are doing the peace sign that they're doing the peace sign either. There's a lot that you can read into that as well. I've been on this earth for many, many decades. I have never flashed the peace sign in any of my photos. And I believe that it is another message, Masonic message, or others. So she has some comments about this. Somebody said they thought this looked photoshopped, that this just looks strange. There's no, it doesn't quite look right. And the hand looks too big for the little boy. I don't know, but that was an interesting concept. And then this, of course, is very disturbing to me as well. So that is the photo that she's referring to. And she said the photo with the child showed Damar with two hands with the demonic symbols and the child with the O symbol, very demonic. Damar also fell on a well-padded butt. I showed that in the previous video where he actually sat down and laid back. Now, it may be that he was getting woozy. People can have a heart attack and completely be conscious. I'm not saying that didn't happen. My curiosity comes in when they were talking about doing CPR on him. So here we go. Very demonic, and he was never clutching his heart. Damar also fell on a well-padded butt. He looked like he went down without injury. His body language, this is from a nurse, did not look like a usual cardiac arrest. He did not spin around or hold out his arms or collapse. He did not grab his chest if he had chest pain. It's very odd, she says. Those footballers, and this is what I pointed out, those footballers should have been cleared away from the body immediately and the stadium. And she's exactly right. And I also say that they would have cut away to a commercial. Seriously, they have all eyes. They would want to get all those commercials in. Then she says the ambulance was not professionally marked. It drove on the field very slowly, which is weird. She said that wouldn't happen in a dire emergency. She said, I have been in many cardiac codes in the hospital and in school, and this was very weird. Then she said, I thought the Damar photo in the hospital bed. All right, let me see if I can find that one for you. Okay. Somebody sent that to me. Shoot, I don't have that. Maybe I can grab that really quick. Yeah, let me know if you saw that. Okay, here we go. Let me just pull this up here. And then I'll talk about that. She says this image right here, the, so 3333, many people pointed out things like it didn't even look like the IV was hooked up. And then somebody else said that the nasal, I'm trying to look closer, the nasal cannula was not in there correctly. She also said they would not be wearing a hat in the hospital and he would have been in a gown. And that this, I don't know if this is true or not, but this might not even be him. I'm not making any conclusion, only then I'm pointing out with some what others said. And then another lovely, lovely Mr. E, who's on BitChute, he said, what is this, NASA back here? All these wires. If you've ever seen those fake, phony, fraudulent photos, it's so hilarious of all the wires going everywhere. It's like, seriously? This is supposed to be like the top engineering feat of the world, and you've got all these duct-taped wires everywhere. So that this all may be accurate, but it was a funny comment, I thought. And again, I hope that this fellow is fine. I wish everyone well. I don't have any ill intent for anyone. Let me get back to her comments here, but that was the photo that she was talking about. And she said, I thought the Damar photo in the hospital bed with the hat on and the heart-shaped hands making the heart symbol over his face masked his true identity. No one wears a hat in a warm hospital. The hat was probably added for team spirit, maybe, she says, but you don't see patients that sick with a hat on. He should have remained in the first hospital for a longer time since he was on a vent, and he should have been weaned off it to a CPAP and then regular oxygen. No one makes a quick recovery like that after cardiac arrest. I believe I mentioned that previously, and here she's reinforcing it. What was the cause of the cardiac arrest? We saw no chest x-rays, but that might be protected by HIPAA. Okay. The fact that he flew was very questionable, if he had a clot risk. And she said, I hope that more comes out, but your review was so spot on thanks for everything. Here are a few more photos that people sent me. I love hearing from you, friends. You can email me anytime or leave a comment here. That's how we all can develop our skills of critical thinking. So before I finish off with the last few photos, let me reinforce what I, the second part of this video. Why does this even matter? This matters because, number one, it's important that we dig deeper into these major news stories. I may have mentioned previously in my time on TV and just, you know, previously in my life work that I did as a wellness expert, it's extremely difficult to get media. It's very, very difficult to get on the shows, to get in the media, to be interviewed. So when a story is promoted again and again and again and again, it's done because they want you to see it. They, being the controllers, the hogwashers, the bad guys, the puppet masters, fill in the blank, those that are profiting from this. So, and there are so many questions, of course, about the charity that came up, which people told me that the Chasing M stood for Chasing Millions, and they're just coming right out with it. So yes, he got millions for this. I brought up some other strange things about the toy drive after Christmas, things that just made me question. And that's excellent. And we need to question. That is how you develop your critical thinking skills, is by looking at something and say, hey, I'm only seeing one side. Let's look at the other side. Let's dig a little deeper. Let's see who might be benefiting from this. Let's see why they are controlling the narrative. That's why this is important. It's less important to me how much money his charity makes. It's less important to me, you know, the following day, many people said that was a scripted running down, I don't even know what it's called, kickoff touchdown or something. And the commentators were saying, wow, that was really well scripted. Yeah, they couldn't have written that better. So, you know, I don't even care about that so much. What I care about is when I'm presented with these major news stories and narratives, I want to dig deeper. I want to develop my skills of critical thinking by asking who, what, where, when, why. I gave you ideas of turning off the sound and watching the video without being brainwashed and fed the messages they want you to hear. And then I talked about playing it in slow motion, talked about getting video from other angles, talked about only listening to the audio and not watching the images. It's all well constructed for a reason, and that is an emotional response. And when we are hijacked by our emotions, we don't see things clearly. No one wants to see somebody collapse, whether on national TV or in the grocery store. It is startling. Your emotional, you know, your nervous system takes a hit. You have to recover from that. Anybody that ever had a close call with, you know, any accident or whatever is like, oh, you have to calm down from it. It really takes its toll. So these things, in my view, are done to control the narrative. It was getting more and more difficult to deny the fact that the side effects of the cocktail are deadly. It just can't be denied. There are so many people on social media in groups about this, and they talk about, they're still alive, but they talk about their side effects and the hardships that they've gone through and how they now are questioning the narrative and how they are not going to get a second or a third and they're going to find another way. So the cat is out of the bag. And my conclusion, I may be off base, but the conclusion that I've drawn is that on national TV, with however many hundreds of thousands or millions of viewers, this was an opportunity to spin the narrative, control the narrative, to say, look, yes, young men, it's natural. Young athletes drop to the ground all the time. And isn't it great that he got on a ventilator? I also believe that it is to reclaim this idea of the benefit of a ventilator. And they do have benefits. Countless lives have been saved because of the ventilators, and countless lives have been lost because of the misuse of them. And that, don't take it from me, but many doctors have spoken out about that. So I think normalizing the use of a vent, that you can be on it 100% and the next day, well, somebody else told me that it was 3 days, that he rose 3 days after the collapse. Now, I didn't have a chance to research that, but that also is interesting to me. Tying it in with, you know, the biblical account of Jesus Christ. So the idea of normalizing these events and then saying, see, It was nothing. You can recover. You don't have to be so afraid. The other thing I found interesting was that prior to this, there was a lot of media coverage on the fact that all of the players had to get their boosters. Like, why would that be public knowledge? Or why would that even be in the public? Who cares? Why would that be promoted other than to say, see, he got that cocktail right before and I know what happened to him. That's what they want you to believe. And as I told you in the first video, there's three options that I see in my mind. Number one, it went down exactly as we saw it. Everything they told us, 100% true. That's one possibility. Now, in my mind, it's a very limited possibility, but it is a possibility. Number two, it happened as we saw it. And then they wanted to control the narrative by having this miraculous recovery. He's getting on a plane. He's wearing a t-shirt, which was printed up, I guess, overnight or something. Yes, that can happen. But it does seem odd to me that there's always t-shirts in the aftermath of these events. So that's a possibility that it happened as we saw it. And then they used it to their benefit. It could be. And then the number three is what I'm telling you. I think it's all orchestrated start to finish. And no, not every single person has to be in on it, only the key players. And if people believe that it's for the common good, we've seen and read so many experiments about people torturing, maybe that's too strong of a word, causing pain to other human beings because they were told that it was for an experiment and they were obeying authority to do so. I can't recall the name of that experiment. There have been others like that. So yes, people will lie, cheat, steal, harm for their own benefit. I mean, have you ever heard of the government? I mean, come on, the public servants come to mind. You think they're out for your best interest? A very, 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 very few of them are. And those that are, I'm grateful for. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to share the screen. Last couple of pictures. Somebody sent this to me and now, this is interesting. So I guess he was number 31 before. Can anybody fill me in on how he was 31 and now he's 3? And if that even matters. And here he was doing the heart before. So is that like one of his trademarks? I don't understand that part. He's wearing Balenciaga. You know and I know what all that is about. And here, oh, is he saying I love you again? Is that it? Those I love you hands everybody was talking about? Oh, is that I love you again? No, it's not. He's got his thumb bent. And you know, friends, it doesn't matter what symbols they do. What matters is their intention. And many of you also said, I believe that they weren't even praying to God. They were praying to their own fill in the blank. So this is very interesting to me. And I can't make that out, but apparently it's another symbolism. Okay, let's see if here's another one. Okay, Buffalo Bills. They're all in on it. 666. Well, that looks like the devil horns again. Very interesting. And people pointing out the no markings on that. And then let me just show you this last thing that I saw. And then I'll wrap up. Look at your comments. Okay. Bills Hamlin leaves the hospital after 9 days. It happened 9 minutes into the event. He had 9 minutes of CPR and he left after 9 days. So you just, you know, the demonic ones like to invert everything. So you just re-inverted and it is 666. He had to be resuscitated. No one ever saw the resuscitation. There was no evidence of that. And many of you said, and I say the same, I don't believe things unless I see it with my own eyes. And even then, I don't believe it. Okay. Thank you everybody for being on board. Let's take a look at your comments. They are just flying by. A big shout out to Valerie and Rhonda, the moderators who keep this stream flowing. And yeah, absolutely love it. So let me just be clear on the record. I don't believe that this was because of the cocktail. That's what they want you to believe. I know it's going to be hard for you to understand that because it's so clear that that's what you've been seeing on TV and on these other movies and everything. I don't believe that at all. It's not consistent with other people having heart problems. He did not clutch his chest. He was completely conscious. It was not consistent with that. It's possible that a lot of these guys have just you know, faked it or whatever. So no, I don't believe that happened. That's the point I'm trying to make. The whole thing was orchestrated to make you think it happened, to drive more division between people saying, look, see what's happening. People just collapsing, you know, suddenly, unexpectedly. Can't you all see it? The rest of the story doesn't add up, friends. Dig deeper. Yes. Valerie says the common good is socialist. You're exactly right. Oh my gosh. Breaking news. Auto Chad said Lisa Marie Presley just died. Well, my heart goes out to all those that are having loss. Fadista says mass formation psychosis is everywhere, but many more people are waking up. Victoria said the numbers are key symbolism for them and that she prays against them and all of their evil deeds. And Gipper says, yeah, the things that they're showing. Here's what I want to leave you with, friends. I don't even want to do the symbol that he was doing, that heart, because I'm starting to think that that is going to be another demonic symbolism. I was thinking about that. I was looking at it. Could it be the type of Baphomet horns, like in a reverse scenario? Am I reading too much into this again? All right. I just like to ask more questions. I want to know what that symbol means, why so many people are doing it. I know that, you know, people are like, oh, I love you. It means I love you. I'm sending you love. And yeah, that's great. Now, you know, I'm of a certain generation, and in my generation, we would blow a kiss or we would, you know, put our hands over our heart. Like, I love you. You know, I think in maybe the generation younger than me, they would like tap their heart, you know, like, yeah, I love you or something. But the heart thing, it could totally be innocuous, or it could have been hijacked by these diabolical demons. Just saying, I don't like seeing it all over the place. And it just bothers me. All right, friends, I am going to be signing off here. Okay, Francho says, last, good to see you, my friend. Everybody, please follow Francho Pearson's channel. He has got some amazing insights. He says, last year, Damar switched numbers. He switched it to number 3 days before the season began. Excellent insight. 3 and 3, 33, the highest Masonic order. I have been getting emails from people. I've got to queue these up for the coming days. People that are telling me about their family members who were Masons and how that all went down, and that I am definitely coming to accurate conclusions in my reading of these symbolisms. Chris says, why do so many of them feel the need to have tattoos all over their arms and chest? All right. John says, Peggy, you're not reading into this more. You're seeing what is. Thank you, John. Oh, so good to have you there. Louis says it really looks creepy. Okay. And then R. Hill said, a lot of people don't even know what the symbolism means, and they're just doing it because they see others doing it. And it's so true. The thing is, evil wants to usurp good. It wants to grab as many people as possible onto the wide path of destruction. All right. There's something called the straight and narrow. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way to salvation. And few there be who will find it. Meaning there's going to be very few people who stand on the side of truth and light and righteousness and good. And most people, sadly, are going to find the broad way. And people that are doing these gestures and wearing the t-shirts. And I remember years ago, the skulls on clothing was a really big thing. And it disturbed me. I don't want to see images of death. And I know it was a meme. It was fashion. You might be wearing that right now. You might have a skull tattoo. So, you know, you do what's right for you. But for me, it didn't sit well with my soul. And I didn't even want to have a t-shirt or a bag or a hat or whatever with that skull on it. To me, it was dark. It wasn't honoring life. It was honoring, I don't even know, it was honoring death, but it was, you know, in a death energy, for want of a better phrase. So there are many things that are in our popular culture that people take part in and they don't even realize it. And that, again, friends, is part of the critical thinking. And you can ask yourself, you can pray about it. You can just know, how does this feel with my soul? Does it bring me peace? Is it aligned with goodness and truth and freedom and honor and all those good things? Or is it taking me down another path? And the same thing about tattoos, you know, there's nothing in the Bible about not having a tattoo per se, although I think it does say you're not supposed to anyway, that's not the point I wanted to make. Some people have them and they honor memories or something, and that's their own choice. It is interesting that Damar, who was giving these posts about Jesus Christ as Lord, that he would have so many tattoos on his body. Again, I'm not making a judgment call. I just think it's really interesting. You know me, I'm just pure blood inside and out, no tattoos. I do have earrings. I don't know, this guy's, guess that's a piercing. You know, I'm a fallen sinner like all of us. And I pray to God for grace. All right. I do want to leave you with one more thing, friends. Please tune in tomorrow. I am going to share a story of redemption with you. This is something that is so stunning to me. And this is especially for those of you that have been dealing with loved ones that you can't get through to, friends that you've lost, not that they've lost their life, but you've lost the friendship, people that you don't even think you know anymore because you can't get through to them. I've got this amazing experience that I want to share with you that happened to me very, very recently. And it's the second time it happened to me. So I know it wasn't a fluke. And this is going to tie into, in my view, one of the most, if not the most powerful ways of getting through what we're going through. So I want to thank all of you. Okay. I've got to read your comments after the video, friends. I always read them. I appreciate that. If you would do me a favor, make sure that you're subscribed. And then when you hit the like button, and all you need to do is share and share the video to your your Facebook page or your Twitter page. You can even copy and post this to Telegram. Yes, I am on all of the other channels. I'm on Rumble. I'm on BitChute. I'm on Brighteon, Instagram, Telegram, but YouTube is where we have the most viewers. So I can have the most impact. And then one other thing that you could do, which is very helpful. I think we're turning the tide on the algorithm. My videos are back up to their normal view count, thanks to people like you. One thing you could do is to leave a comment in the general comment section after the chat is over. That also helps. And then people can also see your comment and you can help educate them and share the light. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I am the luckiest content creator on YouTube because you healthy Americans are awesome. You're smart, you're savvy, you're supportive, and you know, you ask questions too. I love it when somebody challenges me on my insights or my conclusions. That is how we grow. I never want to shut out anyone unless they're vulgar and, you know, mean, or, well, maybe not mean, but if they're vulgar, I want this to be a family-friendly channel. I love having free and open discussions. That is how we learn and grow. So that's what you bring to the table. This is such an important part. It's the most important part of my work. And I want to thank you for being a part of it. So I'm going to tell you, I love you this way. And I love you this way. All right. See you soon, friends, in an upcoming video. Tune in with me tomorrow. I will endeavor to get underway about 5 p.m. Pacific. And I'm going to share with you this astonishing experience that I had for the second time about redemption.